Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1599, air date October 17th, 2025.
Hello everyone, this is Dr. Shiva. In today's session, we'll be looking at how bitter melon supports lung health. We'll explore its key active compounds and see how they work together to protect, strengthen, and improve overall respiratory function. This is going to be an engaging discussion. We'll begin by looking at the molecular profile of bitter melon, essentially the active compounds that give it its unique properties. From there, we'll move on to the biological pathways and see how these compounds actually work in the body to support lung health. All right, let's get started and see what this is all about. Bitter melon, also known as Mammordica carantia, is a plant from the Cucurbitaceae family that grows widely in tropical and subtropical regions. Its medicinal value comes from different parts of the plant, including its seeds, roots, leaves, and unripe fruits, all of which carry strong pharmacological properties. While it has many applications, bitter melon is most commonly recognized as a natural remedy for managing type 2 diabetes, as it can regulate blood sugar levels. As many of you know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, through a systems science framework. This method enables us to examine all the interconnected parts, revealing the broader picture behind complex issues. It's a powerful way to think, and it's something anyone can learn at truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go further, I'd like to play you a short video as we're having people come in on my journey to systems and the systems approach. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep, using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And systems health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to take a closer look at bitter melon, a powerful medicinal herb, and discover how it may play a role in supporting lung health. So I hope you enjoy it. I want to thank our Cytosolve team for organizing this. We do this as a noble service to support people in really understanding nature as a system and food as medicine. So that video really should give you an opportunity to understand that when you take a systems approach, you get a much closer opportunity to see things as they are. All right, so let's continue. What motivates anything that we do at Truth Freedom Health or Cytosolve or any of our solutions or anything? I personally do recognize that those in power are literally killing people right now. And this is not hyperbole when you look at the data globally. Lifespan is actually going down, okay? The curvature of lifespan is going down, and the cost of living, which means the ability for people to survive, is going up exponentially. So if you just look at this graph, unemotional and in a detached way, you see that those people who have executed this have really no interest in you as a human being. They want to kill you. They really do. And this is not something that just occurred over the last 5 years or 10 years. This is something, as you look at this graph, it's been going on for a long time, at least 50 to 60 years. And that process has been going on from those on the left and the right, people claiming to be independent, people claiming to be agents of change. But all these people claim to do that. They come from the top down. They come from the swarm itself. And those of you who want to understand what I mean by swarm, you should go see shattertheswarm.com. But those in power are not interested in your health because they're not one of us. That's unfortunate. So the decision you need to make is, when you look at a graph like this, do you want to save yourself? No one else is coming to save you. And if you think voting for one of these fools is going to do it, it's not. My running for president, by the way, is not about saving you, but it's about giving you tools so you can save yourself. But that's what this is about. I want to let you know that anything I'm talking about, be it bitter melon or be it moringa or election fraud, all of this is motivated by this fundamental curve. Do you want to save yourself when you're ready? You know, I've created the tools to do that so you don't have to waste your life. That's what resulted in this curve. It's not any one thing, and that's why we say this is a systems problem. It's not something that's going to get fixed by tweaking one little thing. Now, what has been the driving force that has resulted in this is several important factors. It's not any one thing. It's been the destruction of the immune system in the healthcare space. It's the fact that environmentally, it's very difficult to get clean, healthy food. But guess what? Going back to healthcare, many of you know I saved hundreds of millions of people's lives during the quote unquote pandemic in March of 2020 by giving people solutions and educating people on how the body is a system. No other person did that except, frankly, me, and the credit has to be given because I am concerned for everyday people. That's where I come from. It wasn't about pro-vax and anti-vax. It's about the immune system. So we educated people on that, but they destroyed your immune systems. We wanted to educate people, and one of the other stresses has been the fact that it's very difficult to get good, clean food. The other process is that the educational system has been under stress. People are not learning systems science. They don't see things as they are. They're being taught fake science, a reductionist science when it comes to innovation. Most people do not know how to look, be resourceful, be it simple things in an office or organizationally, how to solve something. They're expecting the government to do it or someone else to do it for them. And when it comes to governance, we have corrupt leaders. When it comes to the economy, people really don't want to save anything. They're not taught to save. And there's massive amounts of income inequality. So Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses. It's a platform, is the solution that is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that system's approach involves the ability to strengthen your immune system. It involves the ability to eat local healthy foods on a budget. You get clean food. That's through our certified clean solution, which has been around now for over a decade. It comes from understanding system science, so you learn how to get truly educated. It comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate. It comes from us developing our own leaders in our community. The Swarm creates its leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement is creating leaders for truth, freedom, health. It also comes to teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Unfortunately, many forces encourage people to spend money on things that are essentially worthless. Our movement takes a different approach. It equips people with real tools they can actually use. If you want them, go to truthfreedomhealth.com. And every Thursday, you can see right here on Thursdays at 11 a.m. or Thursdays at 8 p.m., we host two open houses. There's no cost to it. We bring together incredible people who share their journeys to systems, but it's an opportunity for you to become what we call the Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you get educated. So you're not waiting for someone else to do that. But again, everything that I do is motivated by this deep interest in helping you help yourself. So Truth Freedom Health is that platform. Again, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. We do every Thursday. We do that. You can RSVP right now to the vashiva.com/orientation. Join us on Thursdays. Our platform teaches you to think, fight, and heal altogether. And as a part of that, we have these platforms, a leadership training institute and a systems health institute, where we are educating leaders to really help others by seeing that the only way to do this is by the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We give you tools to do that. And the Cytosolve Open Science Institute is a powerful framework for you to have the tools that you can create new products. And by that, you can be part of the solution. And so we provide you with a framework of solutions. So by way of example, when you look at food as medicine, we created the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. So global certification through this process, from the time the food is sourced to the time it hits the table or your mouth. We have set a very high standard for what is clean food. So where's the food coming from? It's a global standard. The next thing is Cytosolve. This platform allows us to understand the food and what the compounds are in that, and how we combine those compounds to create powerful medicines. And then finally, just because things come from food doesn't mean they're all good for everyone, for which Systems Health trains people to figure out the right food for the right person at the right time. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard. But think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. Yes, I burned the candle at both ends. I'm deeply motivated because I care, and I never forgot where I came from. And life has given me the opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and want to save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get on to the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing, but the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about bitter melon, or when I talk about turmeric, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who does not want to talk politics is one of the most ignorant people in the world, as the great writer Alberto Brick says. They want to hide their head in the sand. People in America, in many ways, have the luxury of doing that. But if you're hiding your head in the sand and you don't want to be political, understand that's a very selfish way to be, because you're doing it at the sacrifice of all the other working people. So those people in the United States must rise up. They must become political and healthy and want to fight for freedom. So if you want to get strong, if you want to be healthy, if you want to be smart, then you've come to the right movement. But if you want to be dumb and you want to be worse and you want to be, you know, sick, it's not the place to be. But before we start on Bitter Melon, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to Bitter Melon on lung health. What is Truth Freedom Health, and why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn this for yourself and become warrior scholars, because then you'll be able to understand where the system's approach comes from. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on Bitter Melon on lung health. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media, we need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We gotta train people. First, with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're gonna follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders, oh, he said something, or Robert Kennedy, scumbags. Or you're gonna follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not gonna lead us to liberation, it's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts
I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. And the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth Freedom Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, the area of politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. There are many different contribution plans, as you can see. I recommend starting as a member because there's an entire very deep course called Get Off the Plantation. It'll help you come to terms with yourself. Do you want to get off the plantation, or do you want to be a slave? Or you can be a supporter, and we will give you more and more gifts of knowledge and education. Or else you can contribute a little bit, and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge. We'll give you support. We give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let's also recognize we have an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. You're all welcome to join. So what are you going to learn today? First of all, we're going to give you the background on bitter melon. What is lung health? Why does it occur from the information we know today? We're going to then talk to you about Cytosolve, which is a revolutionary platform, a revolutionary solution in science that helps us innovate products using food. And we'll share with you our initiative. We're taking a fresh approach. And by the way, there's no other way to solve these problems. We're talking about bitter melon, but that doesn't mean that's going to work for everyone, right? This is a very, very complex systems problem. And that's exactly why no one's truly cracked the code on this until now. Okay, but we are making headway by taking a systems approach. And so there's a lot of work to be done here, but that's what we're doing. And then we'll talk about how bitter melon benefits lung health. And we'll talk to you about how much bitter melon. We'll also talk to you about the reality. Is it right for you? Because for us, it's all about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. And then we're going to share with you on how you can be part of this initiative. Okay? As we've already discussed, bitter melon, or Mammortica carantia, is a tropical and subtropical plant valued for its medicinal properties. Different parts of the plant, like its seeds, leaves, roots, and unripe fruits, are rich in bioactive compounds. Traditionally, it's been widely used as a natural therapy, especially for managing type 2 diabetes due to its blood sugar lowering effects. Bitter melon has a long history of use in traditional medicine across different cultures. In African folk medicine, it's been used for a wide range of conditions, such as worm infections, inflammation, fever, rheumatism, skin problems, diabetes, liver disorders, ulcers, and even burns. In the Caribbean, the leaves or fruit juice are traditionally taken to help manage diabetes. Beyond that, leaf decoctions have been used to treat high blood pressure, womb infections, malaria, dysentery, and worm infections, while leaf baths are sometimes applied for rheumatism. In Ayurveda, bitter melon, also known as karela, has been valued for thousands of years. Across traditional and folk medicine, it's been used to manage a wide range of conditions, including type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, obesity, cancer, infections, and even AIDS. However, it's important to note that bitter melon has traditionally been known to induce abortions, which is why pregnant women are advised to avoid its use. Now let's focus on lung health. Lung health is vital for our overall well-being. The primary role of the lungs is to supply oxygen to the body while removing other gases, such as carbon dioxide. In their healthy state, lungs are pinkish-gray in color, indicating good function and minimal damage. When the lungs are compromised, symptoms can include shortness of breath, chest pain, coughing, fatigue, and wheezing, all of which can significantly impact daily life. When it comes to medical interventions for lung health, there are several important options. Oxygen therapy provides additional oxygen to support breathing, especially in those with chronic respiratory diseases. In cases where fluid builds up around the lungs, a procedure called thoracentesis is done to drain it and make breathing easier. Pulmonary rehabilitation combines exercise, education, and support to strengthen lung function over time. And for severe cases where the lungs are damaged beyond repair, lung transplant surgery may be performed, replacing the diseased lung with a healthy one. When it comes to keeping our lungs healthy, a few simple lifestyle habits can make a big difference. Maintaining a healthy weight helps your lungs expand properly, while regular exercise keeps them strong and efficient. Eating a balanced diet in moderation and staying well hydrated also supports overall lung function. On the prevention side, washing your hands regularly reduces the risk of infections, and one of the most important steps is to quit smoking or vaping, since both can cause long-term lung damage. Around 7.4% of the world's population is affected by respiratory diseases. It emphasizes the importance of lung health and the significant prevalence of respiratory conditions worldwide. Now let's take a closer look at how bitter melon, with its unique blend of bioactive compounds, can play an important role in improving lung health. And the way we're going to approach this is we have a very powerful technology called Cytosolve, which I spent many, many decades developing. So for many, many reasons, you'll discover with the modern advent of the field. But we're applying this to everything. And we thought, why not apply this very same approach to lung health as well? Okay, to understand this better, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and how we do it. The very first step in our process is mapping out the molecular pathways. To do this, we carefully review and analyze the published scientific literature, gathering insights from multiple studies to build a clear and accurate picture of how these pathways function. Once we've completed our analysis, the next step is to share our findings with the scientific and medical community by publishing them in peer-reviewed journals. The next step is to convert those biological interactions into mathematical rate equations using the principles of physical chemistry. This helps us capture how the system behaves over time. Then, using those mathematical models, we perform combination screenings to test how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify which combinations have real potential and can even lead to discoveries, and we secure patents for them. And from there, we move into licensing and manufacturing, making sure these discoveries can be translated into practical solutions for people. So right now, you can see that we're working across many different areas of health, disease, and overall well-being. We're actively working on several formulations, each at different stages of development, ranging from phase 1 to phase 6. In phase 6, we've already developed two very powerful products. We have about 4 different discoveries we've made, which have received patents. We have about 6 different areas in phase 4, and we're doing actual screening. We have another 8 areas we're doing modeling. Another 5 areas we're doing publications. Another 10 areas we're doing systems architectures. And all of you can participate in this. We're going to actually start enabling all of you to donate to these, or even if we decide to spin out the company's own pieces of this. We're currently in the second phase, which is publication, and today we'll be sharing some of that data with you. Now, one of the products we've already done this through, where we've gone through this whole process, is MV25. We built the systems architecture, then we published it. Then we did the modeling, we did the combination screening, we did the discovery. What we did was, first, we modeled all the molecular pathways of osteoarthritis, which is a disease that affects nearly 500 million people. But we did this with Cytosolve, with frankly no funding. Then we published it, and then we did the modeling of it, and then we went through all these different natural foods in nature, and we found combinations of ingredients in this, and we put them together. And then we were very fortunate to discover something through this process. And we actually found 2 very powerful ingredients, the right dosages from nature that affect all these molecular pathways in this architecture to actually reduce pain. And then to validate this, not only did we publish, but we got a United States patent. And that marked the first time we not only helped other companies, but also manufactured it ourselves for your use. And so I'll play you this video. This will explain the cytosol process and how we implemented it, but we actually have a tangible solution that went through all these steps, and we can apply this to every disease on the planet. And that's one of the solutions we're doing. So I'll share with you about MV25, and this is the same approach we're now applying to lung health. We're not there yet, but we're actively working through the process.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
So this is beyond just theory. A lot of people think that you can just talk about stuff without ever having to do anything. But here we've gone end to end with a powerful solution that can really help the world, which is helping the world buy this completely different way of doing development, independent of big pharma. So go to mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Order this product to help you, and it's a way you can also support everything we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs, and I love pets. We're against animal testing, so we did the same approach to create a product called K9701, which takes about 15 to 20 different ingredients from nature and really creates a whole health product. And you can get that for the Whole Health Pet Supplement right here. And yes, we've also developed another powerful product called Healthy Tea. It comes in 7 unique varieties, each thoughtfully designed to support a specific health need, like joint tea, digest tea, breathe, tranquilli tea, detoxy tea, Feminine tea, and finally, Immunity tea. And now introducing your body, your tea, a unique range, specially crafted to help balance your doshas and support overall well-being. This collection includes Vata tea, Pitta tea, Kapha tea, Vata Pitta tea, Pitta Kapha tea, Kapha Vata tea, and Tridosha tea. And since our focus is on lung health, I'd like to recommend Breathe tea. It's a carefully crafted herbal blend that supports respiratory function, using traditional ingredients that promote clear breathing and overall lung wellness. We've also launched our new product category focused on immune function, The first in this line is D3K2 magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. Backed by decades of scientific research, this formula is designed to support and strengthen your immune health at its foundation. Building on that foundation, our second product, zinc copper quercetin, features a potent blend of science-backed, synergistic nutrients, carefully formulated to activate and optimize your body's natural immune defenses. So there we go. So now our Cytosol Lung Health Initiative is at this phase. We're just starting. So there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to participate in this. We're open sourcing the way that we share knowledge and information so you guys can be a part of this. So let me go back to this. In phase one, we begin by mapping the systems architecture of lung health. At the core, we observe a cyclic relationship between inflammation and lung diseases that reinforce each other. This bidirectional dynamic is key to understanding how lung diseases persist and worsen over time. By examining this system scientifically, we lay the foundation for targeted therapeutic interventions. We're actually going down to the root of the problem. We're starting fresh, looking at all the research to truly understand what's happening. Unlike the pharmaceutical model that targets just one pathway, we take a holistic, systems-based approach to supporting lung health. This diagram illustrates how various triggers, including pathogens, toxins, pollutants, irritants, and allergens, can damage airway epithelial cells, resulting in inflammation. The process starts when pattern recognition receptors, especially toll-like receptors, detect these harmful agents. This activates cells and boosts NF-kappa B signaling, which increases the release of growth factors, chemokines, and pro-inflammatory cytokines like IL-8 and TNF-alpha. Fibroblasts can transform into myofibroblasts, promoting tissue remodeling. Meanwhile, immune cells work on resolution and wound healing through phagocytosis. But if this process is dysregulated, it can lead to chronic airway disease. What we've discovered, and we're still doing work, is that, again, going down to the reality, in understanding the system's architecture of lung health, we identify several contributing factors that can cause respiratory diseases over time. These include genetic predispositions, immune system behavior, environmental exposures, and lifestyle choices, which together influence lung function. We also consider risks from smoking, vaping, occupational hazards like chemical exposure, and specific high-risk groups such as coal miners or those exposed to asbestos. This holistic view sets the stage for deeper analysis in the next phases. Understanding these helps us map out the bigger picture of how lung disease develops. Once finished, we'll move ahead with publishing it. Next, we'll process everything and build out our models to bring the whole picture together. In phase four, we move into combination screening. Here we look at a wide range of potential ingredients that could work together to support and improve overall respiratory function. These 18 natural compounds have been identified for their potential to support lung health. Those include astragalus, black cumin, garlic, neem, peppermint, ivy, vitamin D, leek or rice, mullein, oregano, bayberry, cumin, turmeric, cardamom, bitter melon, vitex tree, eucalyptus, and black pepper. There are 18 ingredients here, each with data supporting its benefits. The challenge, and the reason there's been no breakthrough, is that while you'll find plenty of videos highlighting these individually, the real question is how they work together. How do you crack that code? That's exactly what we aim to explore. We're not claiming to have the solution yet, but we are taking a systems approach. By first mapping out the complete architecture, we can begin to uncover what's truly happening. But today we're going to focus on bitter melon, one of the 18 promising natural compounds with potential to help improve lung health. Through our cytosol analysis, we discovered that bitter melon has been studied extensively, with 1,583 research papers and 19 clinical trials published over the past 62 years. Highlights its long-standing importance and credibility in both science and medicine. Now let's take a look at the composition of bitter melon. There are 33 key molecules found in bitter melon, and while many more are present, these represent the most well-researched compounds with significant relevance to the current study. These include essential minerals, a wide range of vitamins, and other major bioactive compounds. This diverse profile gives bitter melon its broad spectrum of biological activity, making it such a powerful natural remedy. Bitter melon is packed with a wide range of nutrients. It contains essential minerals such as calcium, iron, magnesium, phosphorus,
potassium, and zinc. It is also rich in vitamins, including vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin E, vitamin B1, vitamin B2, vitamin B3, and vitamin B9. Beyond these, bitter melon provides powerful bioactive compounds like charentine, polypeptide P, momordosin, carvalhogonin, couguasins, momordicosides, carantocides, and so on. Other notable compounds include momordinol, momordicillin, momordosin, momordosinin, momordin, momordolo, cucurbitins, and other such compounds. This diverse set of 33 molecules contributes to its broad spectrum of health benefits. This slide shows the key bioactive compounds found in bitter melon. Some of the most important ones include charentine, momordosine, carvalhogonin, couguasin, and various glycosides like momordicoside K and goyaglycoside A. These compounds are largely responsible for the medicinal properties of bitter melon. Owing to its diverse chemical composition, we now shift our focus to the 12 key biological effects of bitter melon. Here we can see that bitter melon demonstrates a wide spectrum of biological effects. It functions as a powerful antioxidant and anti-inflammatory agent, shielding the body from oxidative stress and chronic inflammation. Its hypoglycemic and hypolipidemic effects make it particularly valuable in managing diabetes and reducing cholesterol levels. Bitter melon also shows anti-cancer, antimicrobial, and anti-helminthic activities, broadening its therapeutic potential. In addition, it supports wound healing, strengthens the immune system, protects the skin, and provides neuroprotective benefits. Importantly, it contributes to weight management through its anti-obesity effects, making it a truly versatile medicinal plant. Then, coming to its health benefits. Bitter melon offers powerful health benefits across a wide range of conditions. It helps regulate blood sugar and diabetes, supports weight management in obesity, and improves lipid balance in hyperlipidemia. Its protective effects extend to digestive disorders, microbial infections, and even cancer. Bitter melon also plays a role in reducing oxidative damage and inflammation, two key drivers of chronic disease. Beyond that, it aids in respiratory health, provides relief for menstrual problems, and contributes to overall wellness. But let's look at what we have learned in our process of doing the combination screening with respect to bitter melon. And again, we're sharing with you original research. Let's look at what's going on. Here we see how bitter melon plays an important role in improving lung health through its anti-inflammatory effect. In lung diseases, inflammation plays a critical role in worsening the condition. Stress stimuli activate NF-kappa-B in alveolar epithelial cells, which increases the expression of ICAM1. This molecule encourages monocytes to stick to the epithelial cells, fueling inflammation and further damaging lung tissue. Bitter melon helps by blocking NF-kappa-B activation, which in turn lowers ICAM1 expression. As a result, fewer monocytes adhere, inflammation is reduced, and the progression of lung disease is alleviated. This anti-inflammatory action makes bitter melon a valuable natural support for respiratory health. Another key way bitter melon supports lung health is by protecting against lung cancer through its anti-cancer properties. Bitter melon exerts a strong anti-cancer effect on lung cells. It boosts the production of reactive oxygen species, or ROS, in the mitochondria, creating oxidative stress within cancer cells. This stress damages DNA, which in turn activates the tumor suppressor protein, P53. Once activated, P53 stimulates the caspase 3-7 pathway, leading to apoptosis or programmed cell death. Through this mechanism, bitter melon helps suppress lung cancer progression and supports healthier cellular balance. And we are now in the process. Once we do this, we will then file patents, and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out AsthmaSolve is going to do. We're right here in the second phase, which is publication. So now, how can you help with this? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you want to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this, if you want to know more about it, you guys can actually participate in this. Okay? But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also just go donate to vashiva.com/openscience and support the Cytosolve Open Science Institute. You can also come to our symposiums that we do on the first Tuesdays of every month. You can go register at cytosolve.com/symposium. Again, which is absolutely free for Warrior Scholar. But what we're doing at the Open Science Institute is we're committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous medicines, which is a real fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop the fake science. We know over and over again you see the false nature of big academia. They're fabricating research. They make up stuff. And they're getting away with it. And this is because there's an incestuous web of signs between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. And so you have billionaires now realizing that they are spending a lot of money on universities that aren't yielding, and they want to start their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where everyone can participate. So that's what I wanted to share. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at bitter melon, we have found through Cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that bitter melon has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Here we see how bitter melon works as medicine for managing lipid levels. Bitter melon works like a powerful medicine. In fact, it's even more effective than the drug glibenclamide when it comes to lowering harmful triglyceride levels. After just 10 weeks, bitter melon significantly reduced triglycerides, while glibenclamide actually caused them to go up. This shows how bitter melon can be a safe and natural way to protect your health. This data highlights the anti-obesity potential of bitter melon. The bar graph illustrates serum leptin levels, a key marker of body fat. The findings show that bitter melon leaf extract performs on par with orlistat in reducing leptin levels, suggesting its promise as a natural therapeutic option for effective obesity management. Here's another important finding. Bitter melon has shown strong anti-diabetic potential. It works through its hypoglycemic effect, helping lower blood sugar levels, and it has also been shown to significantly reduce fructosamine levels, which are a key marker for blood glucose control. What's remarkable is that these effects were found to be as effective as metformin, one of the most commonly prescribed diabetes drugs. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a lung health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, when you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now you might be asking yourself, if bitter melon is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The fact is, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any treatment, what works wonders for one person might not work at all for another. It's really about finding the right solution for the right person at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for instance, a 2022 study by Gayathri and team found that 25 milligrams per kilogram of bitter melon extract significantly restored memory function. When it comes to reversing amnesia, studies show that doses ranging from 5 to 2,000 milligrams per kilogram of bitter melon paste can be effective. For its antioxidant effects, bitter melon polysaccharides have been found to be effective at doses of 300 micrograms and 150 micrograms per gram. Of course, this isn't medical advice. You should always consult with your physician, but the studies do show this, and it's something to consider. While bitter melon offers many benefits, it's equally important to be aware of its safety and side effects. While bitter melon provides many valuable health benefits, it's also important to be mindful of its safety profile. At higher doses, it may lead to side effects such as allergic reactions, breathing difficulties, reduced sperm production, and even the risk of abortion. These factors need to be carefully considered when using it. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if bitter melon is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a red dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. Bitter melon helps restore balance in the body by increasing vata, while at the same time reducing the other two doshas, pitta and kapha. Now, if your body's here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away. But this is a condition where bitter melon may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms. VA Shiva Systems Health allows you to understand the personalization of foods. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them. But our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for lung health, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out, okay? And allows us to teach others to figure this out. In summary, the therapeutic power of bitter melon comes from its seeds, roots, leaves, and unripe fruits. It helps combat lung disease by blocking NF-kappa-B activation and reducing ICAM-1 expression, which lowers inflammation. At the same time, it fights lung cancer by inducing ROS, driven DNA damage, and activating P53 and caspase-3-7 pathways, leading to controlled cell death. And we are right now in AsthmaSolve, which is a new spin-out at the publication phase. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. With that, we conclude our discussion on bitter melon and lung health. I hope you understand that we took a systems approach here, covering politics, covering health, covering science. If you want to get smart, if you want to get healthy, and you want to get fierce and strong, get involved in Truth Freedom Health. Again, a very powerful way all of you guys can support what we're doing and yourself is to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We gave many calls to action. So again, I hope this was valuable. Get involved. Support the movement that we're building. It's really for you. There's nothing else we're doing here but to support your development. Get involved. Get involved. Get involved. Anyway, for those of you who joined late, today's discussion was on bitter melon on lung health. And this is part of a series we'll be continuing. Stay engaged and support your own advancement. Be well. Thank you.